Welcome inside a WAER Sports exclusive podcast. My name is Matt Appel, along with my co-host for this brief segment, Mark Weber, as we're going to attempt to break down the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, who got in, who didn't, and why. Obviously, first, a big congratulations to hand out to the three guys that got in, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and Frank Thomas, all three very worthy inductees into Cooperstown, which will be coming up this July. But obviously, Mark, the big story, which it seems like this is the story every year now with the Hall of Fame, is the players that did not get in and the reasons why they did not get in because of the system that currently exists with the BBWAA. You're looking at a couple guys this year that did not get into the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, the all-time home run leader and probably one of the five greatest players of all time. Roger Clemens, who might be the best pitcher post-World War II that baseball has seen. Obviously, the reason why these guys are not getting in is because of their suspected steroid use. And with them, it's a little more concrete. There is some evidence that they did use steroids. But the issue that I really have is for guys like Mike Piazza and Jeff Bagwell, to an extent Craig Biggio, these guys who it's unfounded suspicion of their steroid use, and it's because the current system that's in place lets the writers base morality on whatever they believe it to be. There is no set standard, and they're blocking guys out of the Hall of Fame that otherwise would be first ballot candidates and would be in on the first ballot.
Mike Piazza and Jeff Bagwell, two of those guys who there's this unfounded suspicion of, two very talented players in their career. Piazza and Bagwell, it's just a shame that I don't understand how certain people could decide who might have taken steroids and who did it, because with Bonds and Clemens, there's sort of a more reasonable suspicion, even though they've never tested positive, either of them. Clemens, was recently found not guilty on numerous accounts back in 2012. Barry Bonds was indicted back in 2007 after there was much criticism over his trainer, Greg Anderson, who was indicted. Brian McNamee was one of those guys who said that Roger Clemens, one of his player that he worked for, was also using steroids. So there was a lot more suspicion. But for Piazza and Bagwell, where was that? They never had to suffer through any of the court cases. They were never crowding everything that was going on in the media for quite some time. Where was that about Piazza and Bagwell? They might have taken steroids. Who was the one that's really been able to decide that? Frank Thomas is a power hitter. Where does he get the luck and not Piazza and Bagwell? And you look at their numbers. Piazza, one of the greatest hitting catches of all time.
The best.
427 home runs, up there with guys like Johnny Bench as one of the greatest catches of all time. And because he was a 62nd round pick, that's what makes the steroid case possible. Also, Jeff Bagwell, a 4th round pick, someone that wasn't highly touted, who finished his career with a 297 batting average and 449 home runs. Okay, maybe he didn't get to 500 home runs, but what's the suspicion around him? When has there ever been any thoughts that he had a monster year? It's not like Brady Anderson back with the Baltimore Orioles, where that 50 home run season, which now was very obviously with steroids, and it ended up being the case. But there has been no positive tests. There's been no trainers that have come out and said, listen, these guys have used steroids. Mike Piazza, there's been other rumors about him, like we know, whether it was the homosexual rumors that came about a couple of years ago. But that's not what we're discussing right now. There's been no debate since when they were playing that either of these guys used steroids, so I don't see what their case is for them not to be in the Hall of Fame.
And you know what? Forget suspected. Let's just say, for sake of argument, that they did all use steroids. Or even we can focus on the guys that we have a pretty good suspicion that they did use steroids. Pre-testing. I don't want to include Rafael Palmeiro in this because he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. These guys, Roger Clemens, let's say he started using steroids in 1997, which is about the time that people believe. Barry Bonds, after the 1998 season where he felt overshadowed by Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. Mark, refresh my memory. What was the current policy about steroids in baseball in 1998?
There was no testing. Mark McGwire, in interviews, was showing the performance enhancing drugs that he was using.
For the baseball writers of America, who are supposed to have a vast knowledge, and believe me, we will touch on what's wrong with the current voting pool of the Baseball Hall of Fame and the BBWAA. But for people that are supposed to know a vast history about baseball's past, how the eras change, there's in almost every era in baseball, there's some sort of asterisk, whether it's the non-segregated times of Babe Ruth or rampant amphetamine usage. Expansion
one of the all-time most ridiculous ones, the
right.
Expansion era.
Well, the thing with that is there are guys playing in baseball that should not have been in there. But when in the 60s with Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax, when pitchers had such an advantage that they had to literally lower the mound. Baseball's history is filled with things that make each era different from the other. This is the steroid era. There's no going away from that. That's what this era will always be known by. So for these writers to, they're almost prolonging the story of steroids. Because if Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens just get in, then they're in the Hall of Fame and we don't have to talk about this. And the bigger issue with the vote itself is now this creates a logjam. And this is where the 10-player maximum becomes a huge issue. Because we're not clear, you know, the writers are not clearing any of the guys into the Hall of Fame. In a couple years, give it 5-10 years down the road, the entire ballot will be a couple guys from each new class and everyone else who used steroids. You know, 10 years down the road, you're looking at a ballot that could have Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, some of the greatest players to ever play the game. And because of the writers choosing to make their voting decisions more difficult and not clearing these guys, it's become, the Baseball Hall of Fame is becoming a sham. It's that simple, and it hurts me. It pains me to say that. As a guy who cares a lot about the Hall of Fame, it's becoming a sham the way the voters are handling this process.
I mean, the Hall of Fame is something very important to the both of us. That's why we're spending the time talking about this, and everyone could remember, if they have, their first trip to Cooperstown. And it's one of those things that, when you look at it, Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame, at the end of the day, it is a business. So if Clemens and Bonds do get in, does that mean that no one's going to come to Cooperstown anymore?
When you'll have at more their people showing ceremony, up.
It's not like people are going to boycott it. People are going to come to boo or to praise them regardless. Nobody's going to come last year when nobody gets in and Jacob Ropert is one of the guys getting inducted. Granted, even if none of the players did get in this year, the guys like Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine, because of the whole steroid era where they played in, you still have Joe Torre, Bobby Cox, and Tony La Russa who did get in, and people are going to come in for that. But if Bonds and Clemens get in, it's going to stir debate. And for us as talk shows, we know that debate gets a lot of people interested. At the end of the day, a lot of people are going to come, whether they like Bonds and Clemens or not, to see what they are. And there's all this talk about, well, their history is still in there with the bats, the gloves. You know what else is there? Curt Schilling's bloody sock. You're putting Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds' accomplishments with such items like that in baseball history. And for them not to have a plaque in the Hall of Fame at some point, in my opinion, especially when both of them, Barry Bonds, a 7-time MVP, the most after that is 3. Roger Clemens, a 7-time Cy Young Award winner. No one's even come close to that either. It's really erasing history. And like you mentioned, it's those tainted things in history and baseball. It's a part of the game. And I'm okay with some guys, you know, the guys who had caused some major stirs like Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa not getting in. But Bonds and Clemens, you're talking about two of the greatest players ever not in. How can you call it a Hall of Fame?
And you're talking about guys, you know, with all the steroid stuff, people are often quick to say, oh, can we just get Pete Rose in? Pete Rose is considered persona non grata around baseball. Bonds and Clemens are more than welcome to attend any team spring training if they're
I would say that for Clemens, not so much for Bonds, only because Bonds took his name out of the MLBA and wasn't
right,
in video
but
games.
He's still, he's,
no, when's the last time you've heard Barry Bonds speak?
He is still allowed to be at a Major League Baseball event.
Yeah, if he would like to come, but he's probably not going
Pete
to
Rose
want
is
to.
Not, Pete Rose is actually persona non grata. It's just ignorance of these writers to try to pretend this era didn't happen. And then you have guys, and shocking, they've remained anonymous. The guys that vote for Armando Benitez, Jock Jones, JT Snow, even guys like Luis Gonzalez and Moises Alou, while very good players, nowhere near come sniffing the Hall of Fame. So the biggest issue for me is that the writers are not held accountable. The voters pool does not include guys like Bob Costas, Vin Scully, who I'm sure know more about baseball than Murray Chase, who has spent the last 10 years voting for Jack Morris and only Jack Morris. The voting pool needs to be reexamined. The way that we go about this needs to be reexamined, because otherwise, I would say more than any other sport, the Baseball Hall of Fame really matters. We're a couple more jokes away. This is becoming a joke yearly. We're becoming very close to this not mattering at all.
And you don't want to see it come like where it's the Football Hall of Fame, where though it's very respected and though the induction ceremony is something that is highly touted every year, the voting process for that is unbelievable. There's different rounds. It's so confusing. No one knows what's going on. Michael Strahan didn't get in first ballot. That, to me, takes away everything to know about Cannon. You don't want to see Cooperstown do that, the last hope for what is a great Hall of Fame, especially with what's going on in Basketball Hall of Fame, where it's become the Hall of Very Good, a lot of people say. Baseball Hall of Fame is one of the last true Hall of Fames, in your opinion and mine, and you don't want to see it sort of go into a sham. You don't want to see young kids not appreciating the game of baseball because baseball viewership has decreased over the years. You don't want to see Cooperstown's foot traffic decrease as well.
Listen, BBWAA, me and Mark just care a lot about the Hall of Fame. We love it, and we're just trying to help you out, make your jobs that much easier. Well, that's all the time we have for this WAER Sports online exclusive podcast. For Mark Weber, I'm Matt Appel. Thanks for tuning in.